At a meeting earlier this month, Mayor Esther Manheimer heard directly from community members who oppose the 27-acre project.
Yes, I'm guessing they're all voters.
On Friday night, residents will examine the final three proposals for the site, ranging from 49 to 92 housing units. The meeting comes ahead of a city council vote next Tuesday. A developer, L.B. Jackson & Company, introduced the project late last year. City Council has twice postponed a vote on the project as negotiations continue. Some residents say they're grateful for the efforts to forge a compromise, but that the project would change the valley's bucolic character. The neighborhood has two entrances. Some residents say they're worried that the development could bring with it infrastructure challenges and congestion issues.
Not to get overly political, but it's a bit like the will of the people gets ignored all of the time these days. And it's like it's so clear what the will of this community is, and yet the fear is it's just going to get ignored.
That's John Appleby, a resident of Hall Creek. He and others maintain that they're not opposed to new neighbors. They just want appropriate development for the neighborhood.
We're okay with them building houses. It's just the magnitude of how many he wants to build is the problem.
Supporters of the project have said that it would help to alleviate Asheville's deepening housing crisis. Hall Creek Community Association President Chris Pelley has been representing the neighborhood in the discussions with the developer. Pelley is a former city council member. He says that while there's disagreement, the association's favorite proposal represents a compromise for everybody involved.
Certainly, many people didn't want anything to happen there, and I get it. But we also recognize that Hall Creek's part of a greater community, and there's a lot of demand for housing here, and we have to be part of that solution as well, too. And so we're saying, yes, develop, but within reason, and do something that benefits the surrounding community as well, too.
In an email, Manheimer praised the developer, L.B. Jackson, for being, quote, willing to listen to and work with community members about their concerns. The mayor did not, however, offer a prediction for how next week's vote will unfold. For BPR News, I'm Felicia Sanmez.